There are different times in halacha where there is a halacha or a minhag that a person should go to the cemetery. We're going to now discuss six different cases where we find in halacha that a person should go to the cemetery. The first, probably the most famous, is the Gemara in Sotan Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, which is cited by Rashi and Bamidbar and Parshas Shlach, that says that when Kalev was Vayavo at Chevron, that he came to Chevron with the Meraglim, it means that he went by himself to the Kivrei Avos to daven that he shouldn't be caught up with the plans of the Meraglim. Rashi as well, in Bracious Perk, Memches, says that Yaakov buried Rachel in Beis Lechem, so that during the Golos Bavel, all the Jews who were being let out of Eretz Yisrael would have the Zechus of Rachel Imenu davening for them. As it says in Yirmiyahu, Kobarama Nishma Rachel Mevakal Baneha, that Rachel cries for her children, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu answers her, Yesh Schar Lepulaseich, that don't worry, says Hashem to Rachel, everything's going to be taken care of. And again, the idea that there's going to be a place of a Beis HaKvaros of Kivrei Avos that a person's going to daven. So the first example of a minhag to go to Beis HaKvaros is to go to the graves of Tzadikim, of the Avos, and the Imaos. The second case in Halacha, where we have the idea to visit a Beis HaKvaros, a cemetery, is the Gemara in Tainus Tehestai, Naman Aleph, that says that they would go to the cemetery as a form of tshuva when there was no rain. Why would they go as a form of tshuva when there was Atziros Kesham and there was no rain falling? One opinion says it was to show that it was as if they were dead in front of Hashem, and the other reason says was so that the mesim, the neshamas of the deceased, would ask for rachem and mercy from Hashem on our behalf. The difference between the two reasons, says the Gemara, is if you go to the Beis HaKvaros of a non-Jew, because the non-Jew, the neshama may not daven for us, but still considered a place where there's mesim, and it would have that imagery that we are dead before Hashem, Rachman al-Litzlan, and the neshama of the guy wouldn't daven on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So Rashi in this Gemara cites Yerushalmi, that brings a minhag they would dress in sackcloth and go to the Beis HaKvaros, and this is cited l'halacha in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Kuf Ayin Tes, and he adds that if there was no Jewish cemetery, then you could go to a non-Jewish cemetery, like that one opinion in the Gemara. Comes the Magen Avraham and Sifkat Nid Aleph, and cites other opinion in the Gemara about being Mevakish Rachamim, and therefore you should only go to a Jewish cemetery. And this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nidal as well, and therefore would come out halacha lemaisa l'chatchila at a time of need, at an eis ratzon, a person should go to a Jewish cemetery if they're going to daven, but they would not go to a non-Jewish cemetery unless there was no other option. The third place where we find a halacha to go to the Beis HaKvaros is Tosas on Akamar and Tainus Tazayin. It says that this is the source of the minhag to go to the cemetery on Tisha B'Av, since it's also a Tainus Tzibor. And the Beis Yosef in Siman Tavkuf Nontes, and the Ramah cite this as the minhag as well, to go to the cemetery on Tisha B'Av. The fourth place is the Ramah in Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph, citing the Ma'aril, who cites the minhag of going to the cemetery in Erev Rosh Hashanah and to daven there. And the Machitzas HaShekel points out very importantly, V'yiskaven l'hispalo l'Hashem she'anehu b'zuchus ha-tzadikim. You go there to daven to Hashem. You don't go to there to daven to the deceased. Then in the zuchus ha-tzadikim, Hashem should answer us. Gam, he says also, ki amakum kadoshu, it's also a holy place to daven at the graves as well. The fifth place is the Ramah in Orach Chaim and Siman Tav Reishei, who cites a minhag yafe, a proper custom to go to the cemetery in Erev Yom Kippur as well, probably for the same idea. And the sixth is not brought in Shulchan Aruch, but the minhag brought by the Kav HaYashar in Perek Ayin Aleph, who cites the minhag of going to the Kivrei Avos, of going to one's parents' cemetery on the yurt site of the neshama of one's parents as well, as a form of kibarav and as a zuchus for oneself as well. So you have six places in halacha where a minhag that one would go to the cemetery. The first is to go to Kivrei Tzadikim. The second is on the fast day of a tiny seabor if there's no rain. The third would be Tisha B'Av. The fourth would go in Erev Rosh Hashanah. The fifth would be Erev Yom Kippur. And finally, on the yurt site of a parent. It should be noted that there is certainly a strong tradition to not visit the Beis HaKvaros at all, the cemetery whatsoever. On that above Ramah, regarding Tisha B'Av, the Magen Avraham writes, Kasav B'Kisvei Ha'ari, written in the writings of the Arizal, De'ein Leilech al HaKvaros el Tzorech Halavayas Hameis. One should only go to a cemetery for a funeral, but no other reason. Certainly, if a person hasn't gone to the mikvah and the person is a balkari, there can be a lot of negative influences that can attach themselves if the person hasn't gone to the mikvah to this place of tuma. The Chayadim and Kal Gimel and Oslam Adches says that there's a general isser for a nida to go to the cemetery. And the Gra in his letter to his wife before he went out to Israel in the Alam the Trufa says that women shouldn't go to the cemetery. And the minhag of the Soloveitchik family, as Rabbi Soloveitchik records in Ish Halacha, Also Rav Shechter and Nevesh HaRav and Page Reshin and Zion record they have Mesor going back to the Vilna Gaon to try and avoid the cemetery at all. It's a Makom Tameh. Rabbi Soloveitchik said that Misa and Kedusha are two things that are contradicting each other. Death is a place of Tuma, Kedusha is holiness, and therefore, if a person wants to remain Kadosh, then certainly going to the cemetery would not be a good idea to remain and maintain that Kedusha. This is the tradition of the Gra and the Beis Halevi and Rav Chaim and the Rav's father and Rabbi Salvation himself not to go to Kivrei Avos unless there was a need. So with all these chances, opportunities, according to the strong mandate to go to the Beis HaKvaros, is there a problem of Bittul Torah? Is it considered leaving one's studies irresponsibly if one goes to the Beis HaKvaros when they could be learning Torah? So the Stei Chemed in the Mareches Eretz Yisrael cites the Sefer Sada Ha'aretz and Chelek Gimel Evan Ezra Siman Yud, who discusses Bittul Torah versus davening at cemeteries. And he says that even if one argues that there's a mitzvah to go to Kivrei Avos and the graves of tzaddikim, this should never come at the expense of Bittul Torah or any other mitzvah. In fact, the Yalkut Yosef in Or HaChaim Siman Dalad writes, he says, V'kan ha'makom l'havir she'en l'alechas l'kvaros tzaddikim al-cheshvan li'man ha'tor. A person should not go to the graves of tzaddikim if it would come at the expense of Bittul Torah and one's learning. Kfar Kosov Ha'admor Mitzan Zatzal. The Kloisenberg Rebbe wrote, Ki bedoros ha'kodmim, in the previous generations, lo hayu holchim al kvaros tzaddikim. Nobody went to the graves of tzaddikim in the previous generation. V'rak bedor ha'acharon, only in this later generation, this pashet min hagzeh al yedei osam she'enam asmidim b'limudam. Only people who aren't serious in learning and don't have the hasmad and the dedication to sit and learn seriously, only those people would go to Kivrei Tzaddikim. People who have the opportunity to learn would never be mevatel Torah and never take an opportunity from learning to go to the graves of Tzaddikim. Ubar she'en levatel Torah l'shem nesiyah l'kvarim Tzaddikim. Certainly one should not be mevatel Torah for the sake of traveling to the graves of Tzaddikim. V'chein daito, this is also the opinion of Maran, of his father, the author of the Yalkut Yosef's father, Rav Avraham Yosef, she'en aleches l'kvaros tzaddikim al cheshbon liman haTorah, that a person would never go to the graves of tzaddikim if it meant missing out on Talmud Torah, missing a Seder. V'hu atzmo ad hayosu begil arbaim v'shtayim. He says his father, Rav Avraham Yosef, until he was 42, lo ra me'olam es Meiron, never went to Meiron until he was 42 years old. Certainly a critique of the younger generation who visits these graves as well. Rav Avraham Yosef himself in the Abiya Omer, in Chelek Dalad and Yerodeh Siman Lamed Heyo Zayin writes, V'kosuf v'achronim, that even if there's a mitzvah to be l'shtatech, to go daven by Kivrei Tzaddikim, dafka ba'ofen she'en misbatel me'avodos Hashem Yisbarach, as long as it doesn't come away from Torah and Shmir Samitzos, aval hochem l'zayaro, mevat l'meiz a mitzvah, that a person would go on a trip to the graves of Tzaddikim and therefore not be able to fulfill mitzvahs as well, v'pratim hu talmid chacham, and it's going to be a matzal of v'gisa yom v'layla, lo yafa osim, it would not be proper to do such a thing. So we see here, even though our Gemara in Tainus Tezayin brings the source of visiting graves, and there may be a mitzvah to go visit graves, but in the end of the day, it should never come at the expense of one's learning, as the learning of Torah has primacy over these other customs and halachos.